Ladies and gentlemen, this is the age of Kali. Welcome. Nature turns through different seasons: spring, summer, autumn, winter. This universe also turns through seasons known as ages: Satya, Treta, Dwapar, and Kali. From creation to destruction, this universe exists in our Earth's time for more than 300 trillion years, which is but one breath of Lord Mahavishnu. Lord Mahavishnu lies upon the causal ocean, deep in his own mystic slumber. Like bubbles in a cosmic ocean, countless universes rise and are destroyed. Each time the Blessed Lord breathes in and out. The golden age of Satya Yuga is clean and pure. Then, like summer and autumn, the Treta and Dwapar Yugas begin. And with their passing, truth and purity decline still more and more. Until the Iron Age of Kali spreads its shroud so dark and deadly, like a bleak and dreadful winter. This Kali is the most dangerous age, when quarrel and hypocrisy the fool, when leaders are but swindlers and fools. The age of darkness, Kali, has begun. Just before this stormy era came, the great and saintly king, Maharaj Parikit, began to rule the people of the earth. While he was residing in the empire's capital, the symptoms of the age of Kali began to infiltrate the jurisdiction of his state. Thus the mighty king took up his weapons and left the city. At that time, Dharma, religiousness personified, was wandering here and there in the form of a bull. He met Mother Bhumi, the earth personified. She was appearing as a cow. Mother Earth, a shadow of grief has covered your face. Are you not well? Are you sad, being parted from a loved one in a far distant place? My three legs, austerity, purity, and mercy, are broken. On truth alone now do I, Dharma, stand. My dear Mother Earth, are you anxious because you can see those merciless men who will soon appear to torture and butcher your sisters and brothers, to exploit your lands and fill your children with fear? Please, tell me the cause of your tears.
My dear Dharma, I'll tell you why I am so sad. For a while, I beheld the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who enjoyed his pastimes while walking my earth. At that time, all my forests, seas, mountains, and rivers were blessed with such uncommon beauty and worth. But just when I felt such good fortune, my dear Lord finished his pastimes and left me here alone.
Mother Earth, take heart. Lord Krishna is coming again. As Sri Krishna, Chaitanya.
Namne Gaurav. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Krishna
only means of deliverance is by chanting the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way.
His golden form, like the rising sun, will appear in the year 1486 in Bengal, India. Dancing in our midst, chanting the holy names of the Lord in great ecstasy and love.
That's why Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation of Krishna, for he will freely distribute love of God to even the most stone-hearted of men.
Oh, Dharma, how wonderful! Please let that day come soon, for in this dark age of Kali, I am so distressed.
I see. You don't want to work for me anymore. Huh? Huh? You old cow! You can't give me milk or calves now. You're useless! Useless! Thing left for for you. Well, let me tell you that one who causes offenseless creatures to suffer must fear me, for I subdue all envious men. You'll pay for your sins now. I will not kill you. There is no need to fear. But you cannot remain here in my kingdom. Get ye hence.
Oh, your majesty! You are most kind to spare me. But if I must be exiled from your kingdom, where can I go? For no place on this earth lies beyond your power. I beg you, please. Allow me some place where I may linger.
All right. You may live wherever you find gambling, intoxication, animal slaughter, and prostitution.
Oh, Master, thank you. Oh, gracious Lord, thank you! Thank you! You won't regret this.
Kali now gained a stronger foothold on the earth. With the help of his evil consort, Sin. She is always accompanied by her agents. Lust, anger, envy, greed, and madness.
Thank you.
lotus chamber of all men's hearts. Oh, my expert agents. How grateful I am that with your assistance, my authority has expanded throughout the universe. Tell me. Entertain me. What expert means do you use to increase my kingdom?
Yes, I'll tell you.
Damn you, Fatty! It's me! Fatty!
No, it's gotta be me.
Hotter! Feel the heat! Feel the heat!
And after my brief visit is over, comes my black shadow. War!
Lovely! Marvelous, Enga! Now! Go next!
Look! No more waiting! Hey! Shut up!
Greed? Speak.
My dear, delectable sweet sin, I am most certainly the fattest. Nothing could ever satisfy me. No matter what a man gets, or how much he has, he will always want an extra big fat dollop of cream on his trifle. Let my sticky little fingers touch his heart. Then my queen, you'll see.
Madness! Madness? Madness? You've been dangerously quiet, haven't you? Haven't you?
Excuse me if I seem reserved. Mortal.
They'll try to be masters of the world and enjoy a life of ease. But they'll create a hell of concrete skies and plastic trees. Oh.
lightning speeds, encaged in cars of steel, and they'll work like slaves to feed their shiny coffins on four wheels.
What a tangled web we'll weave!
We'll anesthetize their brains with senseless songs and television.
We'll cripple their bodies with junk food, chemicals, and pollution.
We'll twist their minds with political lies in books and newspapers.
And we'll break their hearts in their godless schools, factories, and skies. And this is just the beginning. You wait till we get going. For I am Tully.
And I'm his consort, Sin.
And when we're done, you'll see how heads will spin.
For I am.
I'm his consort, Sin! You will eat one another, even kin and kin.
For I am Tully.
And I'm his consort, Sin.
You, oh, the old man, by the time you're 10. But I am Kelly!
And I'm his consort, Sin!
And this is the age that will do you all in.
Wait. What's that noise?
No. It's happened. He can't come now! He can't! Krishna Chaitanya!
Chaitanya? No. No.
Fight him!
Yes! We must immediately destroy him! Send poisonous snakes! Send murderers! Send the greatest of sinners!
Thank you.
the guy and Mud-Eye were the worst among men, performing the lowest atrocities, causing pain and suffering wherever they went. These brothers were truly Kali's promise of things to come.
Dear Haridas, how fortunate we are that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord himself, has appeared to give us the joyful chanting of his holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes, my dear Nityananda, we must urgently give everyone the benefit of the sweet chanting of Hare Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya has asked us to go village to village and door to door to humbly beg everyone to chant the holy names and lead a pious life.
You! Go back to your stupid temple!
What's wrong in having a little bit of fun?
Today, I'm gonna teach you a good lesson!
Poor deluded fools. They do not know that in the future they will have to give an account of their actions.
Lord Nityananda, if these two brothers are saved, the name of Lord Chaitanya will be even more glorious. For these miscreants are well known throughout Bengal.
Yes. Let us approach them. My dear brothers, we have come to you as loving friends. We have not come to hurt you or be hurt in return. We have to tell you that Lord Krishna is our loving master, and our first duty is to love him with all our hearts.
Look, I warned you.
Get out of here!
Get lost!
That you please chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Your humility and tolerance prove that you're really a holy man. Please forgive me and my brother.
What are you
saying, Jagai? Have you gone crazy? I'm gonna smash you!
No, no, I beg you! Fall at his feet!
What?
Listen to me!
No!
What harm has it done to you?
Move away!
He's only trying to help us, don't you see?
Condition that you abandon your service to Kali.
No! This is my age! I've just started my fun! This battle may be lost, but the war has just begun!
To the chanting of the holy name of Sri Krishna, which cleanses the heart of all the dirt accumulated for years and extinguishes the blazing fire of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. Chanting increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to taste the nectar for which we are always anxious.
But my lord, how should such callous men as we chant God's name? My heart is not a fit place to be graced by his presence.
You should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind. Always think yourself lower than the straw in the street. You should be tolerant. More tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige. Be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, you can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So, will you try?
I will, my lord.
We promise.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared, not only to save you or this insignificant world. He has come to liberate the entire universe. All glory to Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Then rise. Rise and chant the holy names of God and taste the real nectar of spiritual bliss. This chanting will shelter you from the age of Kali. Everyone, simply chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare.